Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world but lost his soul? Humanity is being warped. Humanity's always had problems, has always been evil, but it's growing. It's expanding. It's a stench. Pathetic, reeking heap of pain. And it's run by a bunch of control freaks. My friends, we must defeat the New World Order. We're going to take a ton of your calls here in the third hour. Go straight to your calls after this break. I'm going to go to your calls one after the other in rapid succession. 1-800-259-9231. What do you think about these people you hear all over talk radio and TV going, torture's good. Yes, let's torture people. Let's torture them. Torture's wonderful. What's wrong with their minds? 1-800-259-9231. Condoleezza Rice's in testimony right now for the Senate for her confirmation as Secretary of State. The lady that said the government never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings. No, there have just been scores of government drills concerning it and missile launchers on top of the Genoa-Italy summit months before 9/11 put there by our government. And they just had a CIA memo specifically giving details of it a month before, but they never heard of such a plan. And they never said there were weapons of mass destruction either. No, just hundreds of times apiece. Literally. Now the feds have been fear-mongering that terrorists may attack the inauguration. And after they've created fear, then they withdraw the fear. And, oh, we don't think that's going to happen now because you gave up all your rights. Just don't look the president in the eye, they said. Don't look the president in the eye because, well, that's what terrorists do. And Stanley Hilton, we've got coming on later this week, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, that's suing the Bush administration for involvement in 9/11. Got an interview with him, a clip of him in Masters of Terror. His suit's been thrown out. So we'll be covering this little article about that. Also an article on the London Independent, was Robert Kennedy killed by a real Manchurian candidate-style assassin? I will cover this story. Another one out of the Boston Globe. Martin Luther King family still convinced assassination was conspiracy. Airbus unveils the new super jumbo European leaders hail lead over the United States. Minnesota town, it's 54 below zero. Man, I complain down here in Texas when it gets down to freezing. I'm a wimp. Minnesota town, it's 54 below zero. Associated Press temperatures plummeted across the eastern half of the nation. Last night, approaching an all-time record in northern Minnesota and freezing the Gulf Coast as a river of Arctic air pushed southward. Thermometers registered a low of 54 degrees below zero at Imbaras, Minnesota. You keep living, but it gets old after a while, said Christine McCallie, the town clerk of the community of 691 people in the northeast Minnesota. Minnesota's record low is 60 below, set in February of 1996 in Tower, about 10 miles north of Imbaras. The cold in Imbaras didn't stop the regular customer from getting their morning coffee at Four Corners, a cafe and gas station. Doesn't really have to do with the New World Order, but it is interesting. 54 degrees below zero. Man, that's got to be painful. The network's based up in Minnesota, St. Paul. And I'm glad I'm down in Texas. Of course, they don't have to put up with 115 degree August days sometimes. I remember doing two-a-days. Back in high school in football, he ends up there running sprints in 115-degree weather. That'll make you percolate like a sieve. All right. We'll come back and take calls and get into just a lot of other news and a lot of what I just mentioned. 1-800-259-9231. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me cover just a couple articles, and I'll go to John, Diane, Nick, and others that are holding. Military test lasers to warn off aircraft. I mentioned this last Friday. Didn't read the article, and then I got an email saying I was lying about it. Okay, fine. I'll read the article. This is from the Washington Post. Military test lasers to warn off aircraft. Now, again, before I read this article, 6 months ago, there was suddenly a rash of articles. Al-Qaeda is going to target aircraft with lasers, industrial lasers. I wonder why they were promoting it so much, and I said there's only a question of time until some idiot playing around with their laser pointer points it at a helicopter or aircraft, and the people see the red light go across the windshield or across the sensors, and there's a big hysteria over it. I mean, it wasn't hard to guess, because many times I've been walking my dog, and you hear kids giggling out of a window, and a red light hits you. Many times, you know, I've been downtown going to a restaurant by the bar district, and it was a fad a few years ago, still kind of a fad. I mean, just laser pointers everywhere. I've been at movies probably 15 times. Probably a third of the movies I've gone to in the last few years, somebody aims a laser pointer at the screen. They sell them in all the gas stations. You've seen them. And so some father with his daughter was messing around with a tiny laser pointing it. It hit a plane. I still understand how a plane's above you and it hits the cockpit. But and then they admit there's no danger, but they come and arrest him and charge him as a terrorist, you know, and And I wondered, you know, why suddenly did they talk about this before it happened? Well, then this came out. A day after the Department of Transportation urged pilots to report hazardous laser beams aimed at aircraft, the U.S. military said it was testing a system to beam red and green lasers at aircraft in the Washington area as a warning when they entered restricted airspace. The plan has prompted confusion among some area pilots who said they were unsure whether they would be able to tell the difference between a commercial laser used by someone playing at home and one operated by the North American Air and Space Defense Command, who carried out the 9/11 attacks, I would add. Transportation Secretary Norman Y. Mineta on Wednesday urged pilots to report laser sightings to the Federal Aviation Administration and local law enforcement. A commercially available laser beam into a cockpit can distract the pilot and, in rare cases, cause permanent eye damage. That's a total lie. You aim one of these lasers. Man, I've got one somewhere around here where they're the cat or the chihuahua. You aim it at the ground, and it chases it around. And it's kind of fun. I talked about that last week. I want to dig it out and play with the chihuahua or the cat again. But I've been out in the front yard, folks, and I'm going to admit it. I have aimed at a stop sign with it. And by the time it hits a stop sign 100 yards away or 200 yards, it covers the whole stop sign. These lasers spread out. They're not really lasers in the true sense. It's just a directed beam of light, which I guess the sun shining on you is a broad spectrum laser. And so it just isn't true. I mean, even a powerful laser on a rifle. You're out in the woods and you point it at a fence post 400 yards away. It's about the size of a baseball. I think they want to demonize lasers to ban their use so you can't have them on your guns. And I said that, actually a listener called about it, and he was right. Now they're announcing it. Everything's got to be restricted. Everything's got to be criminal. But then it turns out, in the areas where they've been having these laser problems, NORAD spokesman said, told the Aviation Administration, prepare to start having planes be hit by our lasers, but said, oh, don't worry, it won't hurt you. And be ready to see us testing our lasers, which are even more powerful. I mean, you've got a plane, folks, at 1,000 feet. A helicopter at 1,000 feet, 800 feet, 500 feet. I mean, even if you buy one of these lasers they have for light shows, those things spread out quite a bit. I mean, it's just going to be a green or red light reflecting off. It's a joke. It could distract somebody. It's like all over the country, they're banning cell phones in the car without a headset. Well, now the feds have come out and said, we want to ban headsets too. Well, get ready for them to ban everything. Eating in the car, talking in the car, putting a CD in, it's going to be a felony. You think I'm joking? They're announcing it. So see, they start banning and it just accelerates. Everything's got to be a crime. And the feds have said they're trying to pass the law or get the regulation through. We're talking Houston Chronicle when I first saw it 3-4 years ago. Last week, Ergonomics Today, the major industry publication. Major car manufacturers are preparing to make it standard. A camera that constantly scans your face, like the Void Comp and Blade Runner, where if your eye is moving too fast with a micro vibration, that means you're tired, your car will not start. That's what the industry publications say. You read the mainstream news, it's a little bit less. They tell you, oh, how good it is. There's pressure sensors in the car. If someone in it with a thermometer picks up, if it's over 98 degrees and someone's in the car, it starts giving you a warning. And if you don't respond, to say, oh, I just got in the car and just started it. It's an AI computer, primitive AI, artificial intelligence. Then it goes ahead and calls the police and uplinks them with the infrared camera because it can see in the dark, too. And this will be in your cars. This will happen. You will be watched by it. And when you do distracted driving, if you look away from straight forward for more than 1.5 seconds, it warns you. The third time, it notifies and dials into the police department, and it pops up at the emergency management facility, and they have the video of you. They have the video of you in the vehicle. Ladies and gentlemen, now again, This is not a joke. This is happening. There are cameras in hundreds of schools that we know of in the bathrooms. And when a janitor gets caught doing it because they're a pervert, he gets 10 years in prison, and he should. But when the official school district does it and gets caught, they say, yes, it's good. Aha! And then they were caught with one Tennessee school trading the video on the internet of the 10-year-old girls taking showers. Associated Press. Are you starting to get what I'm saying here? This is unbelievable! There is no rational, calm response to this. This is insane. If we were normal, we'd be running down the street screaming, freaking out over this. This is pull your hair out, stick your head out of the window, start screaming. This is insane. They're just doing it. I remember 5-6 years ago, AP, Detroit Free Press, out of Michigan, almost all their roadside rest stops put cameras not just in the restrooms but in the stalls. Oh, it will stop crime. Now they've got AI computers into all this. They'll be scanning your face. They'll be doing it all. I mean, folks, this is worse than Brave New World. This is worse than 1984. It has nothing to do with terrorism. The terrorism legislation is actually giving the illegal aliens amnesty and accepting their fake IDs. All right, I said I'd go to calls. I apologize for running on. John in Ohio, then Diane, Nick, and others. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I really appreciate your righteous indignation and the jumpstart of the conscience that I think the corporate media and these fascists in the government are trying to kill off and dissolve and make us as corrupt as them so they won't even have to lie to us anymore. And I hope they're not making progress along those lines. It seems like they're putting something in the water that lobotomizes our conscience. But I want to talk about the Robert Kennedy assassination and the Martin Luther King assassination, because I think it's been known for many years, even decades, that this was a conspiracy. And it's interesting that the independent
governments never kill their rivals in history. Oh, really? In fact, that's the norm in history. It's rare that assassination isn't going on. But nowadays, it doesn't exist.
Absolutely. You know, and I find I really have a real problem with some of the left liberals who I think sometimes bring out important information like ZMAG.org. They've actually taken the policy, on the one hand, of exposing the horrific crimes of the CIA in genocide, in killing a million Indonesians, hundreds of thousands in Central America. But if it comes to the United States, we're not going to discuss any kind of conspiracy. It's a total schizophrenia. And, I would hope that you would have somebody on, maybe like from assassinationscience.com, who we've had on before.
I've had him on many times.
Yeah, because this has been known for a long time that Robert Kennedy was killed by, as you say, a Manchurian candidate, Sirhan Sirhan. Actually, the number of shots that were fired were almost double what could be held.
The police have said that.
Yes, and there was actually a photograph of the door jams with these bullet holes. The man who shot him was directly behind him, a couple inches away, St. Eugene Cesar. It was seen by witnesses, and he has connections to the private fronts for the CIA, even the Thomas Noguchi quarter.
Well, that's now in major British papers. They're now admitting it.
Yeah, and it seems like this has been known for so long, and you get in the paper and the media this claim that somehow if people like Gerald Posner, these CIA agents that are constantly trotted out to try to refute any of this, say that people have this innate need to believe in conspiracies. That's ridiculous, as you've been pointing out.
No, it's true. It's true. I mean, how dare the Roman history books say that there was a conspiracy to kill Caesar, that they all took turns stabbing him? I mean, it happened, but it's impossible. People in government don't kill their rivals. It's impossible. It's a conspiracy. No, Caesar was not killed. No one's ever been killed. We didn't have a bunch of presidents assassinated. No one. It's always lone people. Lone.
As long as it's somebody on the hit list of the CIA, or whether it's the former...
Look, our government hired Saddam when he was 18 years old, big scrapping tough guy out of the Iraqi army, in 54, training to assassinate, and he killed hundreds. I mean, there's no assassination. MSNBC just came out and said, our troops are going to kidnap and assassinate. Thanks for the call. Yeah, we'll come back and straight your calls. Just write to them. Diane and Nick and others. Stay with us. We're going in full throttle. Engage the New World Order in the info war. Mercilessly smash their lies. Crush their propaganda. Free the minds of the people. Revolt!
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
All right, let's talk to Diane in Detroit. Go ahead, Diane, welcome.
Yes, hello. This is such a great thing to be able to talk to you. But I want to tell the nation right now something that's very important. If you listen to the Debka.com, I mean, go to that website, that is the Mossad intelligence website, okay? On January 11th...
Well, it's not their website. It's a group that obviously gets intelligence.
But let me tell you what it said that day. It said on January 11th, hand over to U.S. or Iraqi authorities 55 top officials and military officers of the former Saddam Hussein regime who had confirmed, who confirmed by intelligence to be established in Syria and running the guerrilla war in Iraq out of their homes and offices, and addresses, telephone numbers, and cell phone numbers were listed beside each name. But the punchline was in the last demand. Just in case any are found in Iraq, General Casey, commander of the U.S. forces in Iraq, has already received orders from the commander-in-chief in the White House to pursue military action inside Syria according to his best military.
No, that was in Reuters and the Associated Press a week ago.
And also,
ma'am, for a year and a half, they've been bombing and strafing and shooting. And there's been a war going on the border with Syria.
Right.
It's already been going on.
Right. But now they're saying that if they don't go ahead and also hand over these 55 individuals by the end of this month, that there's another thing that says that they're going to bomb in Syria in February.
Yeah, I had heard that, and sometimes what they say is accurate, sometimes it's not. But they admit they want to go into Syria and Iran. I have family in the military, and they've been told that's their next stop, Diane. Great points. Good to hear from you. Thank you. Nick in Missouri. Go ahead, Nick.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you, sir.
Yes, I've been listening to your show for about 4.5 years, and I want to compliment you on the wonderful job you're doing exposing the New World Order people. Those are the real terrorists. But we got to stop these people, man. We got to do it. And the special that you're offering, it's the greatest special yet. We're really going to get the word out with these $5.95 additional copies.
Well, I hope people take advantage of that. Yeah, you buy one of my videos. We're offering this with a few of the videos. You buy one at regular price. Every additional is $5.95 of that same title to give them as gifts or sell them in your store or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pass them out. Anyway, that's all I had to say.
Well, I appreciate that, Nick. God bless you. Don in Missouri. Don, go ahead.
Hi there, Alex.
Hello.
I'm a new caller, new soldier in the flank. File and rank. I'll try to articulate this as quickly as I can so you can move on. I just wanted to say to the congressmen or senators that might be listening to consider if they have a shadow government that they're prepared to put into play, that if this group of people are willing to sacrifice dozens of children in Oklahoma City, thousands of people in New York City, and our soldiers in Iraq, exposing them to depleted uranium, that they wouldn't think twice about murdering congressmen in order to put this shadow government into play.
Up in Missouri, another top microbiologist in bioweapons research was stabbed to death. It's hundreds of them now that have been murdered. We got to ask, why is that happening? These are people that can treat or help develop this stuff, who can ID where these bioweapons are going to come from. And the reason I raise that is you talk about shadow government. They went ahead and passed it where Congress gives up all its authority to go under FEMA control. And the shadow government's now public, and they've openly set up the mechanisms for total martial law. But the borders are wide open, and PDD 60 still stands, mutually assured destruction gone, saying we will absorb nuclear strikes before deciding what to do. They're doing everything to leave us wide open, arming North Korea, arming Pakistan, arming everybody, and then telling us we've got to go into Iran and Syria because they're a threat when they're not, compared to these other nations, and while telling us as citizens we've got to give up all our freedoms while they leave the borders wide open. It's a joke.
Well, I guess I'd just like to put out a plea to congressmen and senators to join our fight and stand up against this while they have a chance.
I agree with you. Very good point. Yeah, a lot of these congressmen will say, well, I protect my family by joining the New World Order. I'm on the winning team. You're on the winning team, huh? That's committing social suicide with our society. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a total free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Again, this is the best way to describe the denial that we see in this nation. Those of you that have children have seen this. It's a fun game you play with them. A child covers their eyes when they're a toddler, when they're a baby. You can start playing peekaboo with a child normally by the time they're about a year old. Their brain is advanced enough to think it's funny. And you teach them how to cover their eyes, and then the world disappears. Or you put a newspaper up in front of you and then lower it back down, and they see you disappear and then reappear. Because to them, they look through their little eyes, and the world only exists in their mind, and you have disappeared. And it's quite interesting to them. Peek-a-boo. But as soon as the child gets to be about 2 and figures out you're just covering your face, they just look around the side and laugh at you. They then know it's a game. They laugh at the game itself, not at thinking you disappeared. But adults think that if they lie to themselves minute by minute, if they bury their head in the sand, or if they just rationalize and make excuses, or they just deny something exists, that it somehow goes away. And that isn't how the world works. Out of sight isn't out of mind. And, you might deny to yourself that fire is hot, but stick your hand in it and you'll find out. You might deny to yourself that the National government is totally corrupt, that Roosevelt, the Library of Congress has released the documents, the Republican admitted, said, oh, we got 7,000 civilians in the Philippines, they could evacuate the next month. Don't let them evacuate. I want them to be captured. It'll be great newsreel propaganda. I've interviewed people who were 7-year-old girls who watched their parents executed by the Japanese and who were abused. They were captured, and of the 7,000, over 4,000 died. But it did make great propaganda. And again, a lot of you will think in your psychology, what, are you saying the Japanese are good? No, I'm not. I'm pointing out something that happened. It isn't who's good or who's bad, like in a rah-rah football game, whose side you're on. My side's perfect no matter what they do. Why, you just hate America. America isn't these crooks that run our government unless we allow them to control us and go along with them. You know, it's supposed to be we the people. We are above the government. Maybe you've heard that before. The government tells you now, oh, we're just doing all of this to keep you safe. We care so much about you. I mean, it's really a synthesis of evil. It is social Darwinism. And no, I'm not talking about the theory of evolution by Mr. Darwin. I mean, what the elite did with that was they created social Darwinism, survival of the fittest. They make the excuse, hey, I'm the most ruthless, I'm the most cunning, I exercise power. They have a little contest of who's the most ruthless, who's the most cunning. And so I am fit to rule because I am willing to do all these horrible things, and someone else would be doing these horrible things if I wasn't doing it. That's just the way the world's always worked, so it might as well be me. That's just the way it is. And besides, we have all these lofty plans once we've cleaned up humanity and gotten control and secured all the rogue technologies that could threaten our monopoly of power. You know, this is the whole line they give people in the establishment, in the technocracy, in the seats of power over different mechanisms in the overall superstructure. And so, the world goes along with the lie through the PR and the slick packaging. We go ever closer to just high-tech slavery. All right, I don't want to get into that anymore. Let's just go to calls. Ken and Mike and others. Ken and New Yorker on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. How you're just talking about the corruption and stuff and how the Patriot Act is aimed at us and that sort of thing.
Absolutely, yes.
And back when Reagan died and everybody was boo-hooing what a great guy was, I sent a letter to my local papers how we saved 14,000 terrorists in Beirut back in 82 when the Israelis had Yasser trapped in Beirut. In Beirut.
Well, Yasser Arafat was a globalist, and that's what Barry Hamish and other big writers from Jerusalem have said. The Jewish groups are controlled, the Arab groups are controlled. A lot of times you've got real terrorists, but they don't know that their boss's boss, who's funding them, is CIA.
Yeah. And then I just read again where that the months after that, 240 Marines were killed in that truck bomb there, too.
I have to say about Ronald Reagan, I mean, he was just a social climber, and he was an actor, folks, and people buy that image of the guy in the cowboy hat, and he stood up against the evil commies. But Ronald Reagan is nothing compared to George Bush Sr. in evil, nothing compared to Bush. Clearly Bush Sr. was involved in the assassination attempt on Reagan. And it's just amazing.
And you know, one more thing, then I'll let you go. You know what I called my last cat? Clinton. Because every time you use litter box, it smelled like a Clinton speech.
Thanks for the call, Ken.
All right.
Good to hear from you. Yes, sir. Mike in Arizona, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Earlier you were talking about a secret CIA report that somehow was available to you that described a plan to really destroy this country. Do you remember where you saw that? Or?
Now, be specific. What was I saying?
You said there was a secret CIA plan.
It's not secret. It's here actually in the stack from yesterday. It was in all the big news wires. It was big news over the weekend. Where I think the headline was, I'll try to dig it out, America's got a rough ride coming in the future. And it was just talking about how we're going to be a second world nation. It's not their plan to do it to us. It was actually a good report, being honest, that that was secret and got leaked and is now public and they admit it's real. One of the internal reports, not one of the for public consumption reports, and it was saying that China's going to be preeminent along with Europe and that we're basically going in the toilet. But I have seen C-SPAN, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, where the CFR's meeting was talking about how China's going to be preeminent. I think there's even programs you can buy from C-SPAN called, you know, China's Preeminence in 2020. That was all over the news.
So that was on your website yesterday?
Yes, sir. In fact, I will try to here in the. I've got yesterday's news in a stack about 6 inches tall, but I'll flip through it during a break.
Okay.
In fact, why don't you go ahead and talk, and I'll look for it.
Yeah. The other question I had was about Abu Ghraib. That's certainly seems to fit in with the P2OG strategy as far as releasing this kind of damaging information or evidence, which would in turn inflame the Arab world. Do you remember how Abu Ghraib came to light?
Yeah, CBS leaked it, and it had thousands of photos, that Congress was able to see, but they decided what to release. They released the lightest photos and then had a debate about that, but it was still enough to outrage people overseas, but enough to condition us that it's okay here domestically.
Okay, so it did start with CBS.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's fitting, isn't it? Okay.
You know, yeah, it was founded by a former CIA director.
Right. Yeah, with strong ties back to London, City of London, and the Rothschild group.
Very nice people, aren't they?
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, now keep going. I'm looking for the article.
Oh.
What do you think about torture, how they're trying to legitimize torture?
Yeah, actually, I've been trying to dig up some articles here I wanted to write something myself about this torture business. I don't think Americans know exactly how bad and how evil this stuff is. And, you know, if nothing else, they should ponder what happens when all this comes home to this country. I mean, what you do to the other guy, or what our government does to them eventually, is going to come home to roost here. And they're just sharpening up their fangs, I'm afraid, on other nation citizens, and they're going to be, you know, very well versed in it by the time they start practicing it on American citizens.
Well, that's the way empires have always been. What a nation does to others happens at home. In many cases, even worse. And these are just basic laws of society.
Yeah, and it's really frustrating for me as a Christian to look at other Christians who just go along with this insanity and don't object. Somehow, I guess they've relegated the Arab world or Muslims to second class.
Well, sir, you must not be listening to talk radio, because I don't watch a lot of TV, but I listen to a lot of talk radio driving around. I mean, I don't tune in for more than an hour when I'm driving, that I don't hear them subhuman dogs, animals, kill them.
I know. You listen to Michael Savage, and you hear that constantly. And Tammy Bruce and these people, not to mention, you know, Coulter.
Yeah, but how do you – another thing I've noticed is it seems to be like people – some of them, you know, a lot of them aren't Jewish, but some of them are Jewish. You hear Jewish people calling Arabs subhuman. I've actually heard that. That is really despicable.
Yeah, a friend of mine, about 2 years ago, believe it or not, he took a trip over to Gaza and also got on a bus and toured around Israel, and that was one of the commonest things he heard from Israelis when he mentioned that he was going to Gaza. He was staying at an old Baptist missionary there, they would say, "Well, why in the world do you want to, you know, be around those animals? You know, those pigs." And they just had the vilest terms for those people. And
well, the Arabs have those names for them too.
Some of them do.
I mean, that's tribal warfare. But I mean, let's just pull back from this. All right. I mean, Abraham goes back. Both groups split from Abraham, and they've done genetic tests there's three different, you know, genetic supposed strains of Jews out there. And then, of course, there's commingling all those groups. But, you know, Jews that really do originally come from the Middle East, I mean, you know, you see them in Israel. They're running around. They look just like the Arabs. And they've done genetic tests. It's the same people. And it goes back to, you know, to these tribes fighting with each other. And it's never going to stop. Because the Arab countries, excuse me, the Arab countries like Egypt and others like getting the billions and billions off the heightened alert, and then other Arab countries are always pushing the Palestinians, and big Jewish interest over there with weapon sales and those that, you know, you can't speak out against the government in Israel. You can't put a lot of stuff on the news. The government likes having that control over Jews as well. So both sides have a stake in keeping it going.
Absolutely. But as far as, you know, what kind of Jews are present in Israel, I mean, you've got the two main two main branches of Jewry, which is the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. And a lot of the Sephardim actually trace their lineage to the Berber tribes of northern Africa, and they kind of look like Arabs, but I don't think any of these people, frankly, can, you know, if we had a sample of Father Abram's cells, I don't think any of these people would be able to trace their lineage directly to Abraham.
Well, look, over the thousands and thousands of years, there's been people all over Europe. People all over Europe are definitely related to each other. And so, there was trading going into the British Isles, 7,000 years ago.
Yeah, well, that goes back to probably to the time of the plague. And there was a, huge restriction.
Yeah, that was the big influx,
Big kill-off.
Roughly half the population died, and so then a lot of people from the Mediterranean filled in the gaps in Western Europe.
Right. But the, the Ashkenazim, which are the predominant branch of Jewry throughout the world, probably at least 80-90% are of southern, they're basically of Turkish stock. Go back to southern Russia, area of eastern Poland today, and they are non-Semitic people. And
well, the Queen of England claims to be Jewish. Do you know that?
Yeah, well, I have a little Jewish blood in me too, but I don't call myself a Jew, and I don't consider myself one.
Yeah, well, the point I was making is that the Queen of England, they're coronated on the supposed stone where Abraham was going to kill his son for the sacrifice. Did you know that?
Oh yeah.
I mean, they think they're the, and it's weird. It's like with that British Israelism, then that ties into the Nazis and Hitler. If you really read the real historical books, he was like, "We're the true Jews, and we're going to go kill the." It goes on and on. That's what's good about the New Testament is just the New Covenant, and we just all need to love God and get along with each other. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Very interesting discussion there. Let's take one more call, and I'm going to cover some final news. Who's up next in order here? Gene in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I just wanted to tell you, I get the Erie, Pennsylvania paper.
Yes, ma'am.
Saturday, they have this big spread of Wing and a Prayer. Migrant Space plays role in treacherous journey. And they're telling you all about how they pray and all they go to altars and all this before they sneak in. And then there's a four-inch thing that says, if you want to help, and then they give all these organizations that are helping stash these people in the States. And they have,
say that, maybe I'm dumb, but explain what you're talking about.
They have an article about the faith and prayer, their journey into the United States illegally, and then they have an article that tells you
the big foundations that want to wreck this country have policy reports that are public about how to sell well-meaning Christians on being part of the illegal alien invasion and aiding and abetting all this.
Well, it's a four-column thing on a front page of the third section, and it's a Saturday paper that tells you it's the faith page that's telling you how I guess for all us good Christians are supposed to help them illegally come in.
Well, that's right. You are.
And then it gives you four websites that you can help donate. I just get so mad, and I'm not very good at speaking or writing a letter, but I'm almost tempted to say, the heck with the Erie paper.
It's incredible. Look at the Austin paper last Friday. It showed Wiccan witches, Baptist preachers, Catholics, Buddhists, Jews, rabbi, all linking hands in a circle and praying to each of their gods. I mean, it doesn't get any more blasphemous than that. And that's what the UN is promoting, is this one-world religion.
I agree with you, sir.
I mean, it was unbelievable. Front page of the paper.
I worry about you getting upset because I know how upset I get.
God bless
you. If you're not upset, you're not paying attention.
That's
what's the bumper
sure.
sticker? If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention.
But there's so many people, sir, that don't have an inkling what's going on. Not even the football crew. Now, I like football, but I know what's going on in the world, too. And our tool and die industry here has been going down, down, down. And you see more signs of homes for sale. And just worry about what's really going to come of these people.
Oh, the economy's great. The news said so.
Well.
They don't lie.
I know. And the whole thing's happening with Walmart, too. We've got a big Walmart and all the little town stores are dying.
Well, they got signs saying Made in America on the walls. It doesn't matter if nothing there's Made in America. They got a sign up on the wall saying Made in America. Even though the sign was printed in China. Come on. Just stick your head in the sand. It'll all go away, dear. Thanks for calling.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want folks to keep something in mind. The Pentagon came out 2 years ago and said, we're going to lie to you, plant fake news stories for your own good. And then see, as you find out about fake news stories, they go, well, it's just a policy to fight the enemy. Lying's good. Lying to you is good. You're not for Al-Qaeda, are you? So I dug up this old New York Times article. Pentagon weighs use of deception in a broad area, and it gets off into it. And then all these articles about, oh, I heard Limbaugh a couple days ago going, look at Howard Dean. He paid internet bloggers to go out and say positive things about him, which is dishonest and disreputable and sneaky, but nothing compared But that was bad, Limbaugh said, but I just so happened to hear him the day before that. Three airs around here, I hear a little bit of it. Talking about it's no big deal, Armstrong Williams, $240,000 to go out and propagandize. See, I mean, it's just like a daily dose. So the New World Order gets their agenda through on the right, they get it through on the left can't see the corruption of the right can't see the corruption of the right, and there's no real difference. It's so important to understand that. It's a very, very, very sad thing to see this type of garbage happening. Another article here is out of AFP. Globalization to bring age of uncertainty, U.S. intelligence warns. It says many new Al-Qaeda-type groups are going to pop up. And officials, instead of more than 1,000 U.S. and foreign experts, were consulted, and more than 30 conferences were held around the world to give the analysis a global dimension. And it says that in the next 15 years, again by 2020, that China's gross national product will be second only to that of the United States, and India will have overtaken most of European economies. Both countries are well positioned to become technology leaders, it said. And all Americans will know how to do is drink beer and praise football. We have to foresee a more pervasive sense of insecurity, and it goes into the radical changes in our standard of living and the rest of it. Just type this into a search engine, you'll get it. Globalization to bring age of uncertainty, U.S. intelligence warns. That was from actually last Friday, AFP, or Agency French Press. We're flat out of time. In the last minute and a half I got here left, I would, again, encourage all of you tuning in, all of you who've procrastinated, all of you who haven't taken action, to get fully educated about the New World Order and to start educating people, to get involved. And a great way to do it is my films. I also carry, I don't know, like 7 or 8 other great documentary films, a bunch of books on tape about the New World Order on CD and cassette, a great gift to give people because that's something they can listen to in the car. People love books on tape. I know I do. Pro-Second Amendment t-shirts, you'll call it ultra-liberal, okay, fine. I know the new conservatism says guns are bad, but I have a pro-Second Amendment t-shirt, attorney response team t-shirt. My bumper stickers, we sell them at cost. Just pay for the shipping, send you 10 of them out. Go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, peruse the secure, safe online shopping cart, watch free clips of the films, or call toll-free to ask about all the different titles and different specials. Give them a call, no obligation to buy, just give them a call, 1-888-253-3139, that's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't count on somebody else to do it, and by getting the videos, you also support our work here if you believe in what we're doing. 888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a membership there. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. All my films, books, audio interviews. It's crazy how much is there. PrisonPlanet.tv. Remember, evil will only be stopped when you stand up against it. And when you get involved, and denying its existence only empowers it. If you love your family, if you love decency and honor and beauty and creativity, then you better stand up and join us in history in the fight for humanity against dehumanization. God bless you all. Terror.